Our letters this week comment on Norwich City Football Club, wonderful fundraising and car parking.
City woes are not Delia's fault, writes Glyn Linder of Frettenham. I find it baffling and very disappointing that a number of Norwich City supporters are directing their frustration over Norwich City's current poor run at Delia Smith. She has been, and still is, a marvellous supporter of the club and has put considerable sums of her own money into it. Sadly, football is now all about money, and average teams such as Norwich cannot remotely match many of the big clubs, and it is high time that a certain section of the supporters took this on board and appreciated Delia for what she has done, rather than lay the blame for the current situation at her door.
But John Powley of Beccles feels the club's future is handicapped. You are quite right in saying that Delia Smith is a marvellous supporter of Norwich City Football Club. But so are the 26,000 plus supporters who turn up at every home game, who also put considerable sums of money into the club. I agree that football is now all about money, but if Norwich is an average team, then Bournemouth has shown that even a more average team can get into the Premier League with the right financial investment. Delia Smith has sadly made it plain publicly that she and her joint major shareholder have no intention whatsoever of selling their shares and do not even listen to inquiries. By taking this stance, she has ensured that no able and willing investor prepared to make major investments will do so, and she has apparently compounded the matter by bequeathing her shares to a nephew. Delia has done well for the club in the past, but it is the present and the future that are important, and Delia, by precluding further investment, has handicapped the club from moving forward. And it is this that is the cause of frustration by many supporters.
Hospital parking has G. Wilson of North Walsham writing in. With regard to the proposed new car park at the NNUH potentially interfering with the air ambulance landing, why cannot the roof of the new multi-storey be built with a helipad to accommodate the air ambulance?
Julia Stafford Allen is the county organiser of a very successful garden scheme wanting to give thanks. This year was the 90th anniversary of the National Garden Scheme, and the Norfolk branch has raised just over £122,000, a record amount. Our beneficiaries consists of nursing charities such as the Marie Curie, Macmillan, Hospice UK, Carers Trust, Queen's Nursing Institute, Parkinson's UK, and the MS Society, the services of which so many of us are grateful. Please may we, through this newspaper, take this opportunity to thank all our generous garden owners for their hard work in opening their beautiful gardens in aid of the NGS. The fantastic teams of volunteers for providing delicious teas, and of course our trusty visitors who turned out in all weathers to enjoy the open days and raise such spectacular sums. Finally, we would like to thank this paper for its contribution to horticulture and the continued coverage of the Norfolk NGS Open Gardens throughout the year.